only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs, looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have found us on your winding way back home after a Tuesday workday. With us in studio is our small business spotlight shines on Aunt Joy, and this is going to be really fun. Aunt Joy is really Joy Murphy, and Joy has come back to the Des Moines market and where she started out at, as I believe, and we're going to find out the who, what, where, and why of her business and what it is that she does that I think is pretty cool. Welcome to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, this is a circuitous route back to Des Moines. You spent some time outside of here, and then you came back. So tell me this story. How did Aunt Joy's start, yes, and what is it that you do?
Okay. I make handcrafted, personalized Christmas stockings and tree skirts. And this will be my 24th Christmas season.
24 years doing this.
Yeah, so I've been doing it for a lot of years, and I have a lot of families that I make Christmas stockings for. Now, I started in Des Moines, and actually this journey for me started in the early 90s. I had two boys, and my husband and I, and one was off to college, and my younger one comes home. He's in junior high, and he comes home and goes, "Mom, really, my friends came over and saw the Christmas stockings, and I have a red fuzzy one." But the rest of us had really nice stockings. He goes, "Really, Mom?" I go, okay, I'll get new ones. So I spent the next 3 years looking for Christmas stockings that met my criteria. I had a really specific criteria that I wanted. They had to be handmade.
Okay.
They had to be made in the USA.
Yeah.
Quality. They had to be sewn on, no hot glue, because anybody that lives in the Midwest and you put stockings or any kind of a craft or a handmade product that has hot glue on it at the end of the winter and summer, it is not going to be holding together. So it all had to be sewn. And I wanted something with names, because my son's names were Sean and Seamus, and the old Gaelic spelling. So, and my name's Joy, and the only time you can find something with Joy on it personalized is at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was my criteria. But the other thing was,
you couldn't find, though.
I wanted to be able to, as we added daughter-in-laws and grandchildren and pets, I wanted to be able to go back year after year and buy stockings that matched. So I started searching. I called my cousins and my sister, you know, people in the military I knew that were all over the country. This is what I'm looking for. And after 3 years, couldn't find them. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to get out that sewing machine and make my own. I taught myself to sew when I was 11, and I loved sewing. But now I had a family, and I'm working in corporate America, so I hadn't sewn for years. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to do this.
I
got out the sewing machine, but first somebody said, "Oh, try one of the local stores, Hallmark. Try there." So I go there. That was the only place that I was referred to by anyone. So I go there. They go, "Oh no, we discontinued those a couple years ago."
Hmm.
They weren't personalized. They were, and she says, "I think I got one in the back." So she sold it to me, and it was not good quality. It was made in Japan or China. It wasn't up to the standards that I was looking for. And so I got my sewing machine out, and I made a set for my family. I was working in a call center here in Des Moines, took them to work, showed them to everybody, got 10 orders.
And people go,
"And this
whoa,
is like
I
in November." I'm going, "Wow, this is great." So in November of 1994, Aunt Joy's was born.
And Aunt Joy's Personalized Christmas Stockings is what the name of the company is. And you really still, this many years later, are still on fire about this.
I am. I love what I do. Christmas, you know, the why on who, what, when, where, why,
yeah,
is the why is because I grew up in a big family. Christmas was the most fun time of the year. My dad was he loved Christmas. So, you know, I love Christmas. And with a name like Joy, I guess it kind of fits.
You got to do that. So you were here in Des Moines for some years, and then you left Des Moines and went east for a
bit. Well, I worked in corporate America, my husband and I, and, you know, our boys were growing up. And when our youngest went away to college, and then in 2000, my dad was taking care of, we're from the Quad Cities. Mm-hmm. My dad was taking care of my mom and my aunt, who were, you know, disabled, and it was getting to be too much for him. So one day I came home and said, "You know, I got to go. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to take my business with me because the internet business, now I'm on the internet. You can go anywhere. And so I took it with me, went to the Quad Cities. And up until last year, I took care of my parents until they passed. And then we decided it was time to come back to Des Moines where I started. And our grandkids are here. So we're happy to be back and get reacquainted with the community and get the word out that we're here. But every year for the last 10 years, I've done an arts and crafts show at St. Teresa's church in Windsor Heights or Des Moines, because that's where my grandkids go to school. So I still have a lot of customers around here. So
what are the things? Okay, I want to come back on this just a little bit. So you decided you were going to make these handmade Christmas stockings that were personalized. You certainly couldn't make all of them.
I do. I make
what?
Get out of town. Yeah, I make them all. I sew all year long. I started out my first year. Well, after I, I've sold these 10 orders, and I just made up designs. They didn't ask for anything specific. I just made up designs. And so in January, I thought, you know, we'd just taken out our first student loan and thought, wow, what a great way to pay for college. So in January, I booked 7 craft shows for 7 weeks in October to December. I had no idea what I was doing. And then I started making designs. I made patterns, and I educated myself on how to run a small business, making your wares, your arts and crafts. And then I educated myself on trademarks and copyright.
Sure.
So that I could protect my designs. And so then I did
I'm just stunned. So you still do this yourself?
I still do it. Yep. I make all the stockings myself. I have customers I sell them all over the United States. Sell them in 12 different countries. I have customers. And I have some customers who have bought almost every year in the 24 years, as they're now into the great-grandkids.
I'm sure that they are. We're talking with Joy Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. She is our small business of the day, our small business spotlight. We're talking about Aunt Joy's personalized Christmas stockings. And I am just stunned that you do this all by yourself. I think it's incredible. The internet did change things for you, though, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I was so naive when I first started, and I thought, oh, this is great. You know, I can sell stockings. And I thought, how am I going to sell? So, you know, I'm looking in all the women's magazines and found out that one small ad was like $4,000.
Yeah,
and thought,
expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work. So I thought, I signed up for these craft shows. I had never even been to a craft show, but I knew about them because my sister went to them. So I called my sister and anybody I knew.
Let's go.
Tell me all about these. Tell me from the customer's standpoint, what do you like and not like? And then I found some people that I worked with in the call center who did craft shows with their parents and said, tell me from the seller standpoint, the good and bad and the ugly. And that's how I learned about both sides. And so I learned what the customers were looking for, and it was very successful. And I did that. I usually did about 7 shows a year, continue to work in corporate America. And then in 1998, I was laid off from my job, and it was the week before Thanksgiving. I'd just done my last show, and I had 60 stockings left over. And I said
left over
from the season.
You are a working machine, aren't
you? So I said to my son, who's in junior high, I said, I want a website. And I know people who are going to laugh about this. And he goes, oh, Mom, you know, there's these. And I said, I'm going to sell all 60 of these before Christmas. I mean, this is Thanksgiving. He says, Mom, there's these things called web crawlers. You know, they got to go out and find you. And I go, I don't know anything about that. I just want to sell my stocking. Let's just make a website. And back then, if the people remember, it was a whole lot of text and these little tiny one-inch pictures.
Little tiny pictures, yeah.
So we put them all up on December 10th, uploaded at 11:30 at night. And I'm still thinking I'm going to sell all these by Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And so we upload 11:30 at night. 6:30 in the morning, I run downstairs. I sit down on my computer.
You know that those
I know
orders,
I'm going to sell them. I get on my computer. My first order from a journalist living in Japan.
Wow.
Overnight, on the 10th of December, I became an international mail order company.
There you go, huh?
So, and I'm still going strong, and I love what I'm doing.
Did you ever reach out? I'm really interested in the marketing of this. Did you ever reach out to a third party, like an eBay or something like that?
I do sell eBay from my website. If you want to buy in stock, already made, shipped in 24 hours, then you can buy off of my eBay store. I just have a few things in there in the off season.
Sure.
But during the season, we usually have about 100 stockings in there.
Now, when you talk about season, there are a large number of people that are celebrating something called Christmas in July. Does that open up for you as well?
I don't sell very many stockings in Christmas in July, but I start my marketing. I usually have some kind of a seasonal special. In July, I usually send a postcard or now email, used to be postcards, send an email, order early and beat the Christmas rush, because it does take, in my website, it states 10 days most of the time. But, you know, once we hit the 1st of November, I only guarantee you'll have it by Christmas.
Now, do you sometimes make stockings ahead, thinking that, okay, these are my most popular patterns, and I'll add the name later?
Oh, sure. I have over 150 designs.
150 designs?
Yeah, so there's something for everybody at Aunt Joy's. Everybody.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, well, how do you get your designs? You know, I have the basics, the classics, as I call them, like Christmas trees and Santas and about five different snowmen and candy canes and bells. But then I also have the really strange ones. A couple years ago, I got a call from a lady in New Brunswick, Canada, and she said, do you make bull riders? And I laughed and I said, no, but can you send me a picture? So she sent me a picture, and I made a bull rider. Her husband was a championship bull rider, and they were expecting their first child, and she wanted them both to have a bull rider stocking.
How
so
nice.
Now I make a bull rider stocking.
Joy Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, and Joy's personalized Christmas stockings is in our small business spotlight today. One of these things, I would imagine that this is also renewable. I mean, from the standpoint that people, once they buy, they're going to be a return customer. And it's kind of unending, because as more children come into the fold or more grandchildren come into the fold, you've got a built-in
I do have a lot of repeat customers.
Yeah.
And what I found is people who buy the stockings and they give them as gifts, because a lot of people from my customers are telling me that they use this as their anchor for their family traditions. And that's kind of the start of Christmas.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What about competition? When you started, you were one of just a few doing this. I suspect that there's all kinds of folks doing it, or what's going on now?
Well, I was an early adopter to the internet.
Yeah.
I was the second company to sell personalized Christmas stockings online.
Okay.
And now competition, but when I first started, I was on page one for like the first 5 years, and now I'm like on maybe page 10. But I don't do a lot of advertising. My advertising is strictly from my customers.
Sure.
It's word of mouth. I ask my customers to share my website, and I do a little bit of advertising, and but, it's mostly word of mouth, because when you have a product that's unique, people find it and the word spreads.
And you've got such an interesting story at the same time. You know, this would, for us in the advertising agency business, this is one of those back end stories that we would really enjoy seeing if you had like a business blog and you were told about, you had several renditions about how you started and what this means and da-da-da-da-da. Much more than what you can put on a website, because, as you know, people our attention span is about 4 seconds anymore.
Right.
But it would be an ongoing, interesting story. But good stuff. Aunt Joy's personalized. And why Aunt Joy?
Well, I have come from a very large extended family, and I had an Aunt Joy, and I have about 65 nephews and nieces, and I'm Aunt Joy.
Why not?
So, it just made sense. I, being in the Quad Cities, Isabel Bloom, and I thought, she used her name. I guess I'll use mine.
Of course. And these are all available online?
Online, yeah.
And we can, we will have, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you've missed all or part of this interview, it'll be all up on our podcast page. You can find that on Podbean and on iTunes. And we'll also be making sure that Joy gets a copy of this so that she can share it in her marketing efforts as well. Good stuff, Joy.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm
glad to let everybody know that Aunt Joy's back in town.
Aunt Joy is back in town, and she is on fire about what it is she does. Aunt Joy's personalized Christmas stockings. We will have that link to her website up on the podcast as well. Thanks again for doing this. We really appreciate it. All right. That is our spotlight, our small business spotlight for this week. We are going to have to cut on out of here because, it's almost 6 o'clock and they kick us out of the studio at about that time. Some of the newscast is coming up next, and depending on what radio station you're listening to at the present time. Our producer, as he is each and every day, is Tyler Hackenmiller. He's making the controls work so that you can hear the Business News Hour Monday through Friday at 5:05. Also, the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group, is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood, and the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, especially for the Business News Hour. For Governor Martin O'Malley and Aunt Joy, that's it from the Business News Hour on this day. Come on back tomorrow at 5:05. God willing, we will be here. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.